Well, Coach, a tough loss tonight. I thought for the most part your girls did a good job of really playing all-out hustle, played great defense for the most part too, but just struggled running offense in the half-court sets.
Yeah, anytime a team's a little bigger, a little physical, you know, we try to go over the top. They got a lot of tips and deflections tonight. Handed to Vandalia there in that fourth quarter, that half court, 1-2-2, kind of struggled the bus a little bit, and we got in foul trouble there. So hats off to Vandalia. They played well. But, yeah, my girls tonight battled a lot better than they did the previous night, so I'm super proud. We played even, and they got us in that fourth quarter.
Of course, too, with a young team, that's really all you can ask for is just going out there and giving all-out effort, because you know that if you continue to dive on the floor, battle for loose balls, get rebounds, you're going to keep yourselves in the game.
Oh, yeah. And then right there, it's, 46-43. We had three straight possessions where we missed the basket to cut it to one, you know, and then that hurts. They made their free throws there at the end. So, a big turnover there when we're down by three. So little things add up after a while. But like you said, yeah, we played probably best game of the year in a loss tonight. So, that's getting us ready for next week's four games at our place.
Of course, too. Like you said, I mean, turnovers, especially whenever you have a chance to cut it to one, or open layups when you have a chance to cut it to one, those are things that are going to sting right now in November, but you know that you still have a long way to go by the end of the season, and you know that by the end of the season it'll be something that they'll more than likely have down.
Oh, yeah, for the most part, just playing one or two seniors, you know, and those young girls got to get in there and learn the ropes and learn how to win. You know, so you can, everybody knows how to lose. It's hard to learn how to win. So hopefully they'll learn from the mistakes. And like I said, I'm super proud of the girls. And if we can play like this every night, we're going to be on the, on the right side most of the time.
Like you said, you got your tournament coming up next week. A pretty busy week. What are some things that you're going to want to see out of the girls going into your tournament?
Just keep playing hard, you know, and then those baskets will come in. You know, we got a couple conference teams in there. We got South Central and Dietrich we play, and Ramsey right off. Well, not Dietrich right off, but Cumberland, and then a crossover game there on Saturday. So it's a lot of familiar teams and a lot of teams with probably equal ability, so you just never know who's going to come out on top there.
Of course, like you said, too, you got a couple of conference teams in that mix. I'm sure it's got its positives having a conference team, but I'm sure it also has its disadvantages as well.
Yeah, definitely. Then you kind of know for the conference game what's going on or what they might do. But it's hard to get eight teams to come to tournament nowadays, so sometimes you just got to have those conference teams in there.